Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show. Jonathan Smith, he's in here. Boy, just sharing some great news about last week's screening. It's incredible the work that you guys are doing, John. It's just, it's got to feel good to have all the stuff paying off the way that it is. Big donation, anonymous donation.
Yeah, things
that you got in the mail.
Things are really happening.
Six-figure donation.
Yeah, makes a huge difference. It sets us up for perpetual. That's what I'm worried about at my age. I want to make sure that our foundation, Tommy's Heart, is going forward in the right direction. But
four catches this past screening up in Cass City.
Yeah, Cass City, that was a great one. And looking forward to...
These are people who have serious problems. They don't know about... One of the kids did.
Yeah.
No, wait, you had some inkling, and you'd caught him earlier at a different screening, and then he did some follow-up work and discovered that he is in need of some...
Some pretty serious heart work being done, and but we got him on the right track. We got we've got everything put together to send to a specialist, and saved the family a ton of money. That's not what it's about. It's about saving the lives, of course. But
well, they were looking at a $3,000 testing
that
you guys were able to do up there. The doctor knew about it and said, "Why don't you go up and do it here?
Do it at the free heart screening, and we'll get it done for you." And we did.
It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, the work that you guys do, I can't say enough about it.
Thank you for all your help. And I got to tell you, Aspire, Rural Health Systems out there, and the Marlette Regional Hospital, that whole group.
They've jumped right on.
They are
20 volunteers. You said waiting for you when you got
at least 20. The place was packed. They fed us breakfast and lunch and helped us pack out and everything. And then they gifted us two new EKGs for our program. Two new Philips EKGs are just outstanding. So. So thanks to everybody that volunteered.
You're so busy. You're always running, and you wonder sometimes. And just a weekend like this past one,
this whole week
really
has
helps
been phenomenal.
You feel.
And here it is, spring now. You know, so spring's here, and spring's in the air, and you know we got warmer weather finally today, and it's going to be a little nicer. And let's hope it hangs on, because I'm tired of talking to people, and you got that look on their face like, I am so sick of winter. You know what I mean?
I do.
But it's spring, and it's only 239 days till rifle season. So that's that's
we're doing the countdown. It's never too early to start the countdown
No. And my daughter-in-law, Brittany, she keeps me up to date on how many days till Christmas all the time, you know. And this week I said, how many days, Brittany? And she really just looked at me and like in a split second said, 282. You know, and I'm like, yes, you are good.
Man.
She's on top of it. So
he married well.
He did. He did. Oh, she's a trooper. She and I are so like-minded. It's scary.
She's such a sweetheart.
And, you know, we go looking at Glocks together. You know, she's a wonderful daughter-in-law.
Knows her way to her father-in-law's heart.
Yeah, and my son looks at me and says, you have enough Glocks. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know? Tommy would have been the one that says, go ahead, Dad, buy another one. But here it is, the 21st day of the 26th year of the 2000s. You know, it's just the year's going by so quick. This segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Jims, our good friend in the tire business. It's a tire and auto service center right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan, that is just, they feel like family. They support Tommy's Heart. They help us with this show, of course, sponsor the show, but also all my vehicles are riding on their tires that they've purposely chosen for my vehicle for what I do with it. And it's so important to have a friend in the tire business. They can be your friends too. 810-743-4210. 810-743-4210. You can link to them right on my website, thegss.com. And I urge you to. They're a Monday through Friday place, but it's so important to get your right tires, especially the way these roads are. Every day this week I've been driving, every day that it wasn't pouring down rain or snowing or a blizzard, it's been a crazy week.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen asphalt guys out there shoveling the asphalt into the holes in the road.
Yeah.
And you just think, if I was going to do that, I'd have a blast torch and I'd heat it up and get all the water out of the hole first. And they just throw it in, you know, and at least they're out there filling the hole.
Yeah,
but exactly. Lipstick on a pig. You're right. So
and they can help with more too, suspension, tie rod. I mean, any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
keeping
the
car
stuff,
on the road.
All the things that tear your car up in Michigan, they can fix. So now it and they want you to know that just like how we have to practice safe driving skills all the time, you have to practice by getting to the range and doing some shooting too. So it's spring. Set your schedule. Know you're going to have some range time. This is a great time of year to get into the shotgun clubs and get involved in shotgun shooting as the weather breaks and things get nicer. Wonderful time to be in the gun fun sports, you know, business. I know it's March Madness and it's going to be nuts for a few days, but take a little time, go to the gun range, go to the gun stores, have some fun. So now I want to do some feedback on last week's show. It seems like we really hit a nerve last week. I have gotten so many emails and texts and right on, you know, thumbs up for last week's show. We talked politics heavily last week and then talked about what was the best-selling 9mm. But we just keep getting hits. Like this week, something happened with my algorithms on my Facebook pages where all of a sudden I'm getting all left-wing stuff. And I don't get much left-wing stuff. I'm pretty much a right-winger, and I get stuff from all the gun manufacturers and all the pro-gun stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm getting all these things that are anti-gun. And then my good friend Dan Foley, a guy that works in radio, you might know him. Oh, here he is right in front of me. He sends me something that I could not pass over. And this is from March 18th, so a couple days ago. Now, this one is just right on the button for the legislation, because right now there's so much.
This is what we talked about last week. We were talking about some of the stuff before the state legislature.
Yep. And it was part of what we were talking about last week was that Firearms and Gun Prevention Task Force, or the caucus, they call it now. Well, State Rep Julie Brixey out of Meridian Township, she's the chairman of this committee. Again, the Firearms Safety and Gun Violence Prevention Caucus. So I'm going to tell you, it is very, very anti-gun, and I'll leave it at that. You'll get the gist of it.
So this is from the caucus.
From the caucus.
This is press release that they sent, that I sent it to you to say,
hey, this is probably going to be used in a show, and we are. We're going to talk about this segment. So, and then the vice chair, this Helena Scott, who's a Democrat out of Detroit, they introduced legislation on the 18th. In an effort to keep schools, homes, and communities safe from gun violence without placing burdensome new restrictions on lawful owners. Well, that's a stretch. So they are burdensome, and they are new restrictions. They were joined at the press conference by members of the House and State Senate, as well as gun safety advocates and community leaders from throughout the state announcing this package. The United States continues to be the only country, and this is such a stretch. They say, this is their words, the United States continues to be the only country in the world where gun violence is an hourly tragedy, devastating families, wreaking imperable harm on our communities. These bills are simple, common sense reforms that have already been enacted in other states, Brixey said. Together, we can pass these laws and make our communities, schools, and homes safer for everyone. Now, I have a hard time taking that and digesting it, because it is certainly, guns keep America free. And that's what, I want my liberty and I want my freedoms. Gun-free zones kill people and we know it. But I can understand the outrage of a person that doesn't have guns in their lives, that only relies on security guards and safety guards and police that are at a beck and call to them to protect them, that might feel this way, that you know, because it's a tale of two cities, basically, when it comes down to this stuff, because you've got people who are heavily protected, guarded in buildings with metal detectors, and that's where they go to work every day and they're used to it. Well, they're not used to us normal folk out driving around in intersections and worrying about getting carjacked or stopping to get gas at 11 o'clock at night because it's the only time you got because you're working so hard and you're hoping you don't get held up at a gas station. It's a tale of two cities. So as this goes on, they call it a bicameral package, would hold gun manufacturers accountable when their weapons are utilized in incidents of mass violence. So it'd be like suing the manufacturer of the big van that drove through New Orleans on New Year's Eve and killed a bunch of people. Was it the van manufacturer's fault, or was it the driver, who was clearly an extreme Muslim person that did this? And it was there again, a tale of two cities.
Well, here's what they're doing is. Do you remember Operation Choke Point?
Yes.
Under Obama.
Yep, sure do. Yep.
So, and the way this is framed, they do this politically to try and make it palatable.
Yes.
Because they know that Michigan is a state.
It's a flippy state. It could go either way.
But there's a lot of gun owners.
There's a lot of gun owners.
And there's a lot of belief in the Second Amendment.
But it's very strongly.
So they want to say, we're not going after you or your right to own guns.
Yep.
We're going to hold the gun manufacturers responsible.
Right. They're just looking for a deep pocket.
As though that if they prevent the gun owners from supplying the guns, that it doesn't impact the people who own guns.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you know, and there's a lot of, we see this all the time, you know, with the fraud and so forth, with people calling things daycare centers.
Yeah.
Or ADHD resource centers.
Resource centers, yep.
Or homes where they use the name, they say this is for the kids.
Yeah.
And really what it is, it's a money laundering operation for the nonprofits who are supposedly supplying these services but are really using it to enrich themselves. And
this is basically building another bureaucracy in Michigan.
Yeah.
And I know Dan's gifted with like a photographic memory. So he reads something once and it's in there and it's cooking. I got to read it 17 times and then try to talk about it. So I will try to go forward. So they want to lower gun lethality by banning bump stocks and large capacity magazines. Well, they've tried this before, and it seems like everything they do is directly against what the Supreme Court is saying. Because the Supreme Court keeps saying, nope, you can't do that. Nope, you can't do that. Nope, you can't do that. Now, they come back with a little kiss on the cheek by saying, now holders of CPL licenses are like wonderful, so that makes 850,000 of us happy in Michigan, but then they say we want everybody that buys a gun to have to take a class similar to the CPL classes. So there again, mandatory. Remember last week we talked about mandatory training or voluntary training. Now, they also want to raise the age of gun purchasing to 21 across the board. Right now, if you're 18, you can buy a handgun from a person that wants to sell it to you, but you can't buy it from a dealer. You can buy a long gun, but there's a lot of places. I think it's a 10-day wait now.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is curb that
impulse shooting, impulse suicides,
because the highest rate of suicide with guns is in that late teen years, at 18 to 19, 17 to 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a gun problem. That's the gun should be locked up in those home problems. But by that age,
safe storage, there's a lot of things that do make sense. And it's about working together with people. And they dress this up as though that's what they're trying to do. And it's just important to really investigate, make sure that's what's going on. Because, you know, and as you say, and as you've always said, it's, you know, you've got to address the problem. The problem is people who want to do these things.
Right.
And you've got to really go after that issue to try and prevent the people who would misuse these, because they can do it with a variety of weapons. I mean,
if it's not a gun, it's a hammer or a knife or a machete. You know, look at the amount of people that are killed with machetes in Africa. It's disgusting.
Well, not to mention that the people who do these things, they're tragic situations. You want to try and rescue these kids. Yep. You want to try and prevent them from being in a place where this is what they think is what they should do. I mean, and it's.
What they're saying, they say this is not a gun control issue, but it is a violence control issue.
Yeah.
And gun deaths are, this is their words, gun deaths are often the result of impulse violence. And that's very true.
Yeah.
Whether that is self-inflicted or domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Our goal is to save lives and create safer communities. So,
which we all want.
We do. And we just have different thought processes on how it should be done. And I think with better schooling, not pouring more money into schools, but better schooling and teaching these kids the importance of understanding the power of a gun and the damage it inflicts, and then having that heartfelt feeling of the aftermath
Yeah.
Because the aftermath, if you can get that sunk in their heads, they realize life is precious. But who's telling kids life is precious these days?
Listen, so we're going to take a break. We'll do that. We'll be back. More Gunsmiths after this here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.